We're joined now on the phone by Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School professor and sports expert extraordinaire. Thanks for joining us today, and what do you make of signing day for UNC this year?
Well, I'm always excited at this time because this is where the real work begins, and for many, they say it ends. It's about talent. And Carolina had another very, very good football signing day. At this point, we've had 21 signed, and even though we had 7 enrolled already, what we call gray shirt, they've been with the university now for, I guess, the past 2-3 weeks, enrolled in the spring semester. But a very good day for the Tar Heels.
So taking a look down the list of 20-plus signees, who are the highlights?
Well, some people would say that you need to get the 5-star players, but what we've seen over time is that it's a matter of bringing in talent, which is definitely your 3-, 4-, and 5-star players, but also those ones who have the grit and the heart, which is often you cannot measure objectively, and that means the coaches have to spend time with the parents, the high school program, and the players to see what type of heart they have. But in terms of star-studded, we've signed 8 4-star players. We haven't signed any 5-star players, but in comparison, I look at Clemson. Over the past 3 years, they've only signed 2 5-star athletes, and yet they win the national championship. But players in particular that Tar Heel fans are going to be excited to watch over the next few years: Jonah Melton, an offensive guard locally, Zach Gill, defensive tackle, Jake Lawler, who's a defensive end, Trey Shaw, a defensive back, and a Florida defensive back named C.J. Cotman. Those gentlemen are definitely already predicted to one day play on Sundays in the NFL.
So big pickups on defense, and you know, in the last couple of years, that's been our weakness. Taking a look at sort of the 3-, 4-, 5-star recruits, every time we come around to National Signing Day, we always talk about this person's a 3-star, this person's a 5-star. And you mentioned it's really all about heart, it's all about commitment, and it's got that little bit to do with talent, but then it's getting to that college level, which is completely different from the high school level, and actually putting in the work to succeed. So how much can we actually tell about future success right now by looking at the stars? Are the 5-star recruits, does that actually reflect their future performance in college generally?
Well, it is very, very complex trying to put together a program, and I guess that's why we pay these gentlemen so much money to run these football programs. But the first thing you have to look at is chemistry, and chemistry in the sense of how you can bring these gentlemen who are all probably all conference back at their high school, possibly all state, and then they come to a Division I Power 5 conference school, and you're asked to submit to your teammates, submit to your coaching staff, and do whatever it takes to put winning first. And when you think about North Carolina, you're talking about having chemistry with your coaching staff, because we know Coach Fedora has done an amazing job of getting young men to buy into what I call his fast break football, where they play faster, they have lots of receivers on the field, and they're moving the ball up and down the field very, very fast. So you've got the chemistry with your teammates, chemistry with your coaching staff, and then of course it's about resources, and that's why, depending on how you feel, you have this arms race with facilities. These guys want to play in very, very upscale conditions, so that means a great football field. You have to have a very attractive locker room. Then you have to think about the food, nutrition, strength and conditioning. Those have to be top-notch facilities. Health and safety, what type of medical and health services do you provide for the athletes? And then, of course, the most important thing is their academics. So how are you preparing them for life after football at Carolina or in the professional leagues? So it's a very complex package that you put together, and I think what we're doing here at North Carolina is working.
Speaking with Dr. Deb Stroman, UNC Kenan Flagler Business School professor, sports expert, talking about National Signing Day, which is today. More than 20 new recruits for Carolina this year. Any surprises today in the news? Any signees we weren't expecting or non-signees that we were?
I think there was definitely, and I don't want to name any names, but there was a running back that we were really interested in. But one thing, knowing that Coach Fedora has a very fast break or up-tempo offense that we did not sign a quarterback as of yet, and we've only signed two wide receivers. And generally, we keep about 8 to 9 receivers on the squad. So maybe something's going to be coming down the pike, or maybe something's happening right now as we're chatting, but no quarterbacks and only two wide receivers. We are happy that we did get the top defensive back out of the state of Virginia, and we also got the top lineman in Alabama and West Virginia. So Coach Fedora has definitely put something together where he's able to pull some of these top athletes from football-related states and bring them to Chapel Hill.
And it's really interesting taking a look at the list. We got 5 players out of North Carolina. You mentioned Jonah Melton out of Mebane. We got Jordan Riley out of Durham, a couple from elsewhere in the state, but only 5 from North Carolina, and all of the rest were from other states, but that includes Georgia, Alabama, Florida, Tennessee. You got almost as many recruits out of Georgia as North Carolina, and those are some pretty high-profile football states where you've got the University of Georgia that's looking, Georgia Tech, Alabama, Auburn, 3 big schools in Florida just for starters. So going down there and pulling in top recruits is a pretty significant deal too.
It is, and I remember when Coach Fedora first came to Chapel Hill and he talked about he wanted to make sure that the best players in the state went to Chapel Hill, not NC State, not Wake Forest, and definitely not Clemson. But as he's found, it's very difficult. There's a history of schools coming in, and I should mention Notre Dame as well, coming in and raiding, so to speak. But North Carolina, we just can't rely on North Carolina football, so we're out there raiding other people's states. And you can understand, you have young men who grew up on a particular football program, these big state schools, Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, and they want to get away. They want to go to another state, grow up, possibly get a different weather pattern. So many times these coaches who have attractive programs, you can go in and actually steal someone. The parents might have come from another state, and they're okay with their son traveling off to another school.
Speaking with Deb Strom and Keenan Fleckler, Business School, National Signing Day is today. You can get the full list of signees online at GoHeels.com, which is UNC's website, much more on our website, too, which is Chapelboro.com. We're going to have Larry Fedora's comments from his press conference coming up later on today, too, so keep it tuned to us for that. Let's turn our attention to the other big story in football this week. It's the run-up to the Super Bowl, Super Bowl Sunday coming up in just a few days. And I know from previous conversations, Deb, that you're a big fan of dynasties, so you got to be pulling for the Patriots this weekend.
Well, actually, I'm kind of tired of the Patriots.
You're tired of the Patriots. Thank goodness.
Yes. So
I have to say, I did root for them, I think, last year. Last year they won, right? No, 2 years ago they won when they beat the Seahawks. I rooted for them 2 years ago, but yeah, I think I'm good.
Well, there's no doubt the NFC, my Minnesota Vikings. I should be upset that Atlanta is there and not the Vikings, but I'm really, really getting tired of the Patriots. The NFL is known as the most socialistic and most profitable sport league in America, but this is just unbelievable. They've had 16 winning seasons, 14 AFC titles, East titles, 14 playoff berths, 7 AFC championships, and 4 Super Bowl wins under Coach Belichick, and this is their 7th Super Bowl on Sunday. So what he's put together has been nothing short of amazing. When Kraft, the owner, basically purchased Belichick for draft picks, and that was unheard of back in 2000. But he's done something that's very unique. He's truly given everything over to Belichick as coach and the general manager. And clearly that's made the difference.
Absolutely. So you're talking about the Falcons as a Vikings fan. You're still upset about 98, aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. See, you had to bring that up. You had to bring that up. I don't know what's going to happen to my Vikings in the off season, but I'm very, very loyal. I will not quit them. I was thinking that my AFC team, Oakland, would kind of come through, and then they had major injuries. But I just think that it's time for someone to, and not that the Patriots haven't lost in the Super Bowl before, but I like to see a different team win.
Yeah.
I'm all into the ACC, and I would love Matt Ryan, being a Boston College quarterback, to be able to get the win as well.
Matt Ryan's a good quarterback. Atlanta's a great team. They made it to the Super Bowl the one time, and then other than that, it's been coming up short. So my grad school roommate, Josh, is from the Atlanta area, lives there now, and he's a huge Falcons fan. So for his sake, at least, I'll be rooting for the Falcons. But this is going to be a good Super Bowl. You got two great quarterbacks going against each other and a couple of great teams as well.
Well, there's no doubt you have that receiver, Julio Jones, for Atlanta that's looking for this type of showcase. And then you have the system of the Patriots, you know, this team-first mentality, not afraid to ship out their stars. They have this philosophy that winning trumps personal achievements. And I think it's similar to UNC men's basketball. UNC men's basketball has a history of just doing well and always getting to the NCAA playoffs and more often than not, Final 16, 8, Final 4 championships. And the expectations get to, oh, we just expect that every year.
Yep.
And I think there are a lot of people who don't like Patriots fans because they get upset when they lose, but yet, really, they win consistently.
Yeah. I kind of feel the same way about Yankees and Red Sox fans, though, too, so I guess that's across the board.
There you go. Yeah. Definitely the same.
Yeah. 4:17, we got to let you go here in just a second, but before we do, I know you're rooting for the Falcons, but what's your prediction for the Super Bowl?
I am predicting the upset.
All right.
I think that I know that the last time they were in Houston, I believe the Patriots, they won. But I just think it's time. I think the Patriot fans, they travel well, but I'm expecting those folks in Houston who buy up those tickets or even the corporate suits that they'll be cheering for the underdog, and it'll be an Atlanta W.
All right. Dr. Deb Storm, we got to let you go. Thank you so much.
Thank you.